Turn to the Gospel of Matthew this morning, the Gospel of Matthew and chapter number 1. Matthew chapter number 1, we're certainly within that season, certainly as we celebrate the birth of Christ. And so as we're praying and meditating and studying for the next couple of weeks or 3 weeks, however the Lord leads, we may look at the Christmas story and be reminded of some things maybe once again that will help us and encourage us and challenge us for these days. Certainly a lot being said, certainly this time of year, a lot of things being done, but I'm afraid the true reason for the season gets overlooked so many times by so many people. But for those that are saved this morning, certainly that should not be the case. And if you're not saved today, then I pray that again God would speak to you and help you to see that truly the greatest gift that was ever given to this world came in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so I want to look at some things here as you pray for us this morning, that God again would help us, encourage us, and strengthen us for these days. I want to look at the thought today, starting in verse number 18 and reading down through verse number 25 this morning is for our text. And I want to look at the thought on simply this, what the birth of Christ revealed or reveals to mankind. His birth revealed some things to mankind that no other birth had ever revealed. And so I want to look at a couple of those things. Certainly we're not going to be able to cover all of them, but I want to look at some things here this morning from these verses of Scripture, again, with a thought in mind, what the birth of Christ revealed or reveals even today to mankind. With that being said this morning, if you found your place in the precious Word of God, say amen. All right, I'm going to ask you to stand out of the reverence of the reading of the Word of God this morning. If you're able to stand. Now, if you're not able, certainly that's okay. But I invite you this morning to stand as we read the precious Word of God. Very familiar story, as we all know this morning again, here out of the Gospel of Matthew, on the birth of the blessed Savior. Now, the Bible says in verse number 18, "Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. When as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man, and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privately." Verse 20, "But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary, thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son. They shall call his name Jesus." And I like this statement here. "For he shall save his people from their sins." Now all this was done. Notice in verse 22. "And all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son. And they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted," and I like this, "is God with us. And then Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took unto him his wife, and knew her not till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and called his name Jesus." May the Lord add his richest blessings to the reading of the precious Word of God. Let us pray. Father, we bow in your presence once again today, Lord, to thank you, Father, for another day on this side of eternity. To thank you, Father, for your love, your grace, your mercy. Thank you for this time that, Lord, we've been able to gather back to your house this morning to worship you in spirit and in truth. I thank you for the teaching of your word. I thank you for the prayers that's been offered. I thank you for the beautiful singing. Lord, I thank you for your precious word. Now, Lord, as I stand here as your servant, I pray that, God, you would anoint me with fresh oil. I understand and realize today, Father, without your touch and without your help, that, Father, I can do nothing. But I pray that, God, you would help me to relay some truths, Father, from the Word of God that will speak to our hearts. Lord, in this service this morning, for those that are saved, that, Lord, we would be reminded and we would rejoice. Lord, again, certainly as we celebrate the season, Lord, of the birth of our Savior. And then, Lord, for those that could possibly be here today, Lord, and they've never trusted you as their personal Lord and Savior, I pray that, Father, you would convict them and draw them. And, Lord, this very day, Lord, they would step out by faith and receive you as their personal Lord and Savior. Lord, I pray again, breathe upon this service now. God, I need your help. I need your touch. And I pray, Lord, that we would yield ourselves now to you. And God, be obedient and submissive now to you in this service. Father, we love you this morning. Thank you again for all that you've done. Thank you for what you're going to do. And Lord, we give all this, we pray all this this morning in that name that is above every name, the name of Jesus. And all God's people said, amen. You may be seated. And thank you for standing out of the reverence of the reading of the precious word of God. Again, for a few moments this morning with God being our helper. And as you pray for us, I want to look at the fold on what the birth of Christ revealed or reveals to mankind. Again, this morning, as we think about it, unfortunately, in today's society, the message of what is called the Christmas season has been somewhat distorted with all that takes place during this blessed time. I pray this morning, again, that we would not lose sight of one of the greatest events this morning that has taken place in the history of mankind, and that being the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, I believe this morning, of course, the greatest event was when he went to the cross and laid down his life, and then he rose again. But before he could do that, he had to be born and birthed into this world. And so the birth of Christ is very significant. And again, I'm afraid a lot of that is distorted and overlooked and forgotten about during this blessed time. And so this morning, I want to give you some things that I pray will help us and remind us and encourage us and help us as we celebrate again, that we would celebrate in a manner that would bring honor and glory unto the person of the Lord Jesus Christ, and again, affect those around us in such a manner that they might truly see as well the true reason for this season as we celebrate His wonderful birth. And so this morning, with that being said, I want to give you a few things this morning, I pray again, that will help us today. First of all, when we think about what the birth of Christ revealed or continues to reveal to mankind today, is number one, I want you to notice from the verses of Scripture that I read and to your hearing this morning, we find now in verse number 22 that the Bible says, now all this was done that it might be fulfilled which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet. Now, I want us to think about the thing that, first of all, that reveals to us the importance of the birth of Christ to mankind is, first of all, it revealed the fulfillment of God's prophecy concerning His birth. I find it amazing this morning, as you study the Old Testament, of course, Matthew is making regards back to the prophet Isaiah, as you well know. And of course, Isaiah, 700 years before this event took place, Isaiah prophesies of the birth of the person of the Lord Jesus Christ, how a virgin would conceive and bring forth a son and call his name Jesus. That to me, certainly this morning, as you think about it, isn't that a miraculous thing as you think about that? 700 plus years before he was ever born, God said it's going to happen. And you say, well, preacher, what's significant about all that? Well, friend, if God prophesied or spoke to his prophet, Isaiah prophesied and had written about the coming of this Christ child, if he had not been born just exactly like God had said it would be, then friend, our faith this morning would be void and vain and no good. And so I'm glad today, as we study the Bible, not only the prophet Isaiah, but there were many prophecies fulfilled in the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ. You could go all the way back to the book of Genesis, thereafter men had sinned in the garden, and God talked about bringing forth that seed. Well, that seed has been brought forth in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. So one of the greatest significant events that takes place in the history of mankind, and again reveals to mankind, again this morning, is the fulfillment of God's prophecy concerning the birth of the Christ child. It was crucial, as I've already said, it was crucial that it would happen just as God had predicted. And could I say, it happened just like God said it would. And so this morning, there's some things that reveals to you and I, being that prophecy was fulfilled. Now, if you, as you study your Bible, especially in the Old Testament, it talks about prophets, and certainly the way that you would know that it was a godly prophet or a godly prophecy is that prophecy would come true. And so we see that happen. We also know that God teaches us about those prophets that were false prophets that would prophesy and it would not come to pass. But I'll tell you what, friend, I'm glad, thank God, that God, through His prophets, had prophesied the coming of the Christ child. I'm glad this morning, thank God, that He was willing to come. I'm glad even before the foundation of the world that God, hallelujah, the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost, hallelujah, had already come up with a plan for the redemption of mankind. And so this morning, I'm glad it happened just like God said it would. And so it reveals unto mankind, unto sinful mankind, this morning, the fulfillment of God's prophecy. The book of Numbers this morning, and chapter number 23, and verse number 19, the Bible says, God is not a man that he should lie. Now, I'm going to go somewhere with this in a few moments. You just hold on. God is not a man that he should not lie, neither the Son of Man that he should repent. Hath he said, and he shall he not do it? Or hath he spoken, and he shall he not make it good? I'm telling you this morning, I'm glad he's not a man that he should lie. I'm glad that's one of the things that God cannot do. God cannot lie. And the book of Titus, and chapter number 1, and verse number 2, the Bible says, in hope of eternal life, which God that cannot lie promised before the world began. And so this morning you say, well, preacher, what does the birth of Christ through this fulfillment of prophecy do for me? Why should I be concerned about that? Because this morning we are serving a God that cannot, that will not lie. I'm telling you, I'm glad I can put my faith and my confidence, and I'm glad I can anchor my soul in what God has already said and what God has already done. I'm telling you, friend, I don't know what you're trusting in this morning. I don't know who you're trusting in. But friend, if it's anything other than the Word of God and the person of the Lord Jesus Christ, your faith is in vain this morning. Your faith this morning is in something that will do you no good. I'm glad I thank God as we think about it, and we think about this blessed birth of the Lord Jesus Christ and God fulfilling that prophecy. Boy, that's enough right now, hallelujah, this morning today, to make a dried up Baptist want to shout and glorify God. Why? Because I'm telling you this morning, thank God, I'm glad I put my faith, thank God, in what God has already said and already done this morning, my friend. Who or what are you trusting today? What does the birth of Christ reveal to mankind? It reveals the fulfillment of God's prophecy. And so this morning, with that being said, let me give you three things about the fulfilling of God's prophecy that I pray will help us this morning. Number one, we know that His Word is true. His Word is true. Now, if it had not been fulfilled just like God said it would be through the prophet Isaiah, then, friend, we would have maybe we'd have a reason to question. And I'm afraid a lot of people are already trying to question. You may be here today, and listen, you have a lot of questions this morning about all this stuff about the birth of Christ and the death of Christ and the life of Christ and the resurrection of Christ. Listen, there's a lot of things I don't know today. There's a lot of things that I don't have the answer for this morning. Preacher, why would God love mankind enough that He would send His own begotten Son to this low land of sin and sorrow, live a perfect life, be nailed to a cross, pay a debt that He did not owe? Friend, I can't answer all that. All I know is I'm glad one Sunday morning, under the conviction power of the Holy Ghost of God, God drew me to Calvary. I'm glad, thank God, that I believed it. I trusted in it. I put my faith in the finished work of the Lord Jesus Christ. You say, well, preacher, I might believe that death, but I just can't believe that conceiving of the Holy Ghost. I can't believe this morning all that happened transpiring in His birth. Friend, I'll tell you what, if you can't get a hold of that, you can't get a hold of this death and this resurrection this morning. You can't get a hold today of your greatest need this morning, and that's to trust Christ as Savior. I'm glad that God's Word is true today. We have people today wanting to put a question mark where God's already put a period. Where God puts a period. Thank God, friend, all you and I can do, even though we may not understand. I'm glad I didn't have to understand it all that Sunday morning. I don't have to understand now. I'm glad I understand a little bit more about it today than I did then. But I'm glad I didn't have to understand it. I'm glad I can't explain it all. I'm just glad by faith in trusting in His Word. His Word. His Word. Not man's Word, but His Word this morning. Thank God today. Aren't you glad? You say, preacher, it can't be that simple. Boy, I'm so glad that it is. Hallelujah. Had it not been, I probably couldn't have got in. I'm glad this morning it's so simple that a little child can understand. What you got to do, preacher, put your faith in what God has already said this morning. What does the birth of Christ reveal to mankind? It reveals a fulfillment of prophecy of what God had said about the birth of His Son. Hallelujah. Thank God. I don't have to question that. Preacher, I can't figure it all out. Well, quit trying to figure it out. People are doing all kinds of things to celebrate, and they don't even know what they're celebrating. Hey, man, think about that. Again, all that's being done, everything is being so distorted by the real message of what God wanted to reveal to mankind. God said 700 years before He came, He'll be born of a virgin. And not only talked about how He'd be born, He talked about where He'd be born. In Bethlehem. Man, God had this thing down. Man. And then people want to sit back and go, well, I just don't know whether I ought to believe all this mumbo jumbo Christian stuff. Friend, it's the only truth that's out there. Your problem is this morning you've got sucked up into this world and man's ways and man's thoughts. Listen to me this morning. What you need to do is believe the true Word of God, what God has already said, where God has put a period. Don't put a question mark this morning. Because let me give you something else before I move on to my next point. Think about this. If God was right about that, and His prophecy was right about His birth, and it is. Now you can try to dispute that all you want to, but friend, it happened just like God said. And so if God was right about that, that means that God was right about everything else. Hallelujah. Thank God this morning. That means what He said, not only about His birth, we see the fulfillment of His death, we see the fulfillment of His resurrection, that means He's coming back. Yeah. Yeah. That Hallelujah. And I don't believe it's going to be long. That means He's, preacher, I just don't know. I've heard that preached all my life, and I just ain't never seen it happen. That doesn't mean it ain't going to happen. I wonder about all those Jews that heard Isaiah prophesy in the writings of Isaiah. Just where is this child at? And it's an amazing thing to me, when He got here, a lot of them didn't even accept that He was here. Amen. I mean, there's still that a lot of the Jewish nation today still looking for Him the first time. And He's already came the first time. Born in a manger there in Bethlehem, just like God said. But yet, I'll tell you what's wrong. The God of this world has blinded the hearts and the minds of so many people. But if He was right about that, His Word is true, And it happened just like God said it would. That means he said something about coming back. So that means that I ought to just keep watching for him. I ought to just keep looking for him. I ought to just keep living for him. I ought to just keep trusting him this morning, because if he fulfill that prophecy of his birth, he will fulfill that prophecy of his coming back. He told his disciples, he said, if I go away, I will, he said, I'm going away to prepare a place for you. And if I go away and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. So that means this morning, thank God that I can put my faith and my confidence in the true Word of God this morning. Matter of fact, that's what I need to put my faith and my confidence in. My hope in. That's what I need to anchor my soul in. That's what I need to anchor my family in. That's what this church needs to be anchored in this morning, is the true living Word of God today. But I'm afraid so many things have been distorted. Listen, this morning, the birth of Christ reveals so many things to mankind. But first of all, it reveals that His Word is true. Romans chapter number 3, verse number 4 lets us know that let God be true, and every man a liar. At the end of the day, friend, whether you trust His Word or not, doesn't change it. And I understand we're living in a day where everybody wants to change what God said. Well, see, that's nothing new. Satan done that back in the book of Genesis. When he comes to Eve and says, yea, hath God said. He begins to try to question again where God's already put a period. And I know how God, I know how Satan works. And I know that he works in our minds the same way. If we're not careful, we begin to question what God has told us in His Word. What God has revealed, not through man now, but through His living Word. God has revealed so many things to us. And we begin to sit around, I wonder if that'll work for me. I wonder if that'll work for my family. Well, I can promise you this morning, if God said it, it'll work. Matter of fact, it's the only thing that will work today. What's the birth of Christ reveal to mankind? Number one, it reveals that His Word is true. I've already said some things about this, but let me say this morning. Not only is His Word true, but His Word is trustworthy. Trustworthy. That word trustworthy this morning means reliable. It means dependable. And it means incorruptible. Even though man has tried to corrupt it, even though man's tried to change it, I'm glad, thank God, the Word of the living God will stand forever. That means this morning that not only is His Word true, but His Word is trustworthy. I can put my faith in what God said. I believe the Sunday school lesson this morning was on faith, was it not? Was it not on faith this morning? Where does faith come from? Somebody says, where does faith come from, preacher? Well, the Bible tells us where faith comes from. Where does it come from? It comes from His Word. You know what's wrong with this world today? It's rejecting what God says and trying to accept what everybody else says. No wonder people are so confused. No wonder we're in the mess that we're in. No wonder that so many people's lives are in the mess that they're in. So many families are in the mess that they're in this morning. Churches in the mess that they're in. Listen, they're not putting their faith in the one this morning that can. I'm glad this morning God still can. I'm glad that nothing this morning, nothing is impossible with Him. I'm glad this morning the same God that spoke this world into existence, the same God that prophesied the coming of His Son, is the same one this morning. Thank God that His Word is true, and His Word is trustworthy this morning. I can put my faith in His Word today. Amen. And I should. And you should as well this morning. That word, trustworthy, reliable, dependable. Boy, you don't see much of that today. Incorruptible. Where does that come from? Romans chapter number 10, verse number 17. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And I would dare say today that there's probably not one individual in here this morning that is saved that somewhere in our life that we couldn't stand just to have a little bit more faith. Hey, man. If we'd really be honest before the Lord today, there's probably not a one of us that is saved that could not, in our own hearts and minds, put a little bit more faith in the God of this Bible. Because I know how we are. I know how I am. Let me say it like that. We live in a time of so much confusion and fear and discouragement and doubt. Now, let me ask you a question. Does the God of heaven that loved me and saved me and redeemed me want me living like that? I'll guarantee it, no. I heard somebody say no. I'm glad somebody's on board with me this morning. If you don't get on this thing, it'll take me longer to preach it. God doesn't want us living like that. Again, I don't have all the answers to everything. Yes, I have doubts and dreads and discouragement, just like everybody else this morning, but I don't have to live like that because God's given me a word this morning, and if He gave me a word on the birth of His Son, He's given me a word on how I can live my life, how I can trust Him, how I can look to Him, how I can be effective in this world that He's put me in. Regardless of what's going on around me this morning, I'm glad if I'll put my faith and my confidence, I'm glad His Word is trustworthy today, my friend. So then faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. Well, preacher, I'm not saved. What do I lack? You lack believing what God said. Preacher, is it that simple? Exactly. Exactly is this morning. See, God reveals to mankind through the birth of His Son today that not only is His Word truth, but it's trustworthy. Something that you and I can put our faith in. So the question that I have for us today is, again, what or who are we putting our faith in? Well, preacher, I just don't know if I believe all that. You're telling me that Jesus was born of a virgin? That's what I'm telling you. Well, preacher, I just can't get a hold of that this morning. That's just not natural. No, it's supernatural. Yeah. See, we got to get a hold of that. And for those that are saved, we ought to rejoice. Amen. We ought to rejoice this morning. Because we know what God said that He would do. He done it. And He will continue to do it. Preacher, they just can't scientifically prove that all that happened. Well, see, that's your problem. You're letting a scientist supersede what God has already revealed through His Word. Don't let anybody, I mean anybody, Don't let nobody ever supersede what God has put in His Word.
Amen.
Well, I've heard preachers, liberal preachers, say this and say that. Hogwash on them. Hey, man. Hallelujah. If it's not in this book this morning, friend, leave it alone. And if it's in this book this morning, stand on it, stand on it, stand on it. Put your faith in it, because it'll get you through. I mean, what? Hallelujah, I might just preach anyhow. What's going to get you through in the midnight hour? What's going to get you through when the storms come? What's going to get you through when things happen that you don't understand? What's going to get you through when the tragedy comes? What's going to get you through when you get the bad news? What's going to get you through when death comes knocking? I'll tell you what's going to get you through. Thank God, it's the living Word of God, and the God that wrote the book, and the God that knows the book, and the God that's going to stand on His Word. I'm glad God will do what He said He'd do this morning. Man, God reveals some pretty great things to us through the birth of His Son. He gives us, first of all, the fulfillment of the prophecy of His birth. I cannot overemphasize the importance of that. Because if you don't believe that, then friends, you won't believe the rest of it either. Modern religion has done everything that it can to take away from this book. Do the best you can. Wife had the TV on this morning after I got ready and went downstairs. And I'm not going to say who was on the TV, but when I walked in the living room, she said, "Honey, I was listening to this preacher and this came on." Now, she wasn't watching it. She was in the kitchen getting things ready for dinner this afternoon. I'll tell you what most preaching has become. It's become motivational speaking. Hey, man, motivational speaking. Well, I'll tell you what, God's so good. And He is good. Hallelujah, I won't argue that point. But it's almost become a way of philosophy. Of how everything's just going to be all right. We need to motivate you to think better, to have bigger goals. Nothing wrong with those things, but that's not preaching.
Amen.
You know what we need? We need preaching.
Amen.
Right.
We need the preaching of this book.
Amen.
It's not what I say that's important this morning. Forget what I say. But hallelujah, you better not forget what God said. I'm telling you this morning, we need the preaching and the teaching of the Word of God, because it's going to be the thing, again, that's going to get us through. Hallelujah, that's going to take us to the other side. Listen, I don't have to go out screaming and shouting and dreading and fearing. I can go out of this world shouting and praising God and thanking Him, because one of these days, hallelujah, I've read the back of the book. I've read the back of the book, and we win. Hallelujah. God's not been defeated. God's people's not been defeated. God's still alive. God's still on the throne. God's still in charge. God's still got a plan, and that plan will be fulfilled. Just like it was in His birth. I'm not going to get but one of these preachers this morning, so hallelujah. Preacher, it ain't nothing new. Nope, sure isn't. But sometimes God needs to remind me. Now, I know none of you are ever like that. But God needs to remind me that through His birth, we'll go through that whole thing. We'll put up trees and lights and decorations. And listen, it's all beautiful. I like it. I enjoy it. It's beautiful. But if God had not fulfilled the birth of His Son just like He said He did, like He said He would, then, friend, it'd all be useless. And to a lot of people, unfortunately, it is. Because it's become about their decorations. It's become about this or about that or about gifts or giving. And listen, nothing wrong with giving and all. I'm not preaching against those things this morning. We participate in them. I'm not going to stand here this morning and preach against something I participate in.
Right.
Well, that would be hypocritical, wouldn't it? But honestly, it's become more about a man in a little red suit . Oh, preacher, I can't believe you'd say something like that. Well, I just said it. Now, if you play Santa Claus at your house, I'm not throwing you under the bus. But it's sad that so many people recognize that instead of what was revealed through the prophecy of His Word. You enjoy yourself. You have a good time. You have a good time with your children, but don't you fail to teach them. Don't you fail to teach them that the reason we celebrate this blessed season is because God sent His Son.
Amen. Yes.
And He done it. And He done it for somebody like me. And somebody like you.
Man.
What does the birth of Christ reveal to mankind? It reveals the fulfillment of His prophecy. His Word is true. His Word is trustworthy and lightly. This is just the first point. I got two more, but I'm not going to even share them with you. I don't believe you can handle it today. That His Word is true. His Word is trustworthy. And Elisha this morning, His Word is a testimony. Is a testimony of God's seriousness about salvation for mankind. Salvation this morning was not an afterthought of God. It was in the forefront of His thinking. When you think about the splendor of creation, irregardless of what people... Listen, friend, the splendor of creation. When you can go out of a morning and see a sunrise. When you can stay out that day and see a sunset. When you can see the majestic mountains. When you can see the waves rolling in on the ocean, and they do it continuously. When you can see them big air 10-point bucks right there running around, Archie. And know that God created all that.
Right. Amen.
But even before... Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Before He ever laid the first mud seal of this world, He already put into motion the redemption of mankind.
Amen.
Through His Son. And we look at this world and we think it's beautiful. Then we ought to look at this salvation that God has provided for you and I this morning and see a beautiful thing.
Amen. Yeah.
Because you know when God looks at you and I and He sees His Son's blood applied to our life, you know what He sees? He sees a beautiful thing. Preacher, I'm just an old sinner, me too. I'm glad God doesn't see me that way. Oh, hallelujah, this morning. I'm glad He doesn't see me that way. Well, preacher, you're talking about the birth. Oh, yes, He could have never got to the cross if He had never came to the manger. And it's a testimony. What's a testimony? Testimony, the word testimony means evidence. And friend, from the book of Genesis to the last amen of the book of the Revelation, God has left evidence, after testimony, after testimony, after testimony of what He has done, what He is doing, and what He's going to do. A testimony is evidence about the seriousness of man's redemption the seriousness of man's redemption to the heart of God. Friend, it wasn't put on the back burner. It was in the very forethought and foreknowledge of God. Do you think Adam and Eve messing up in the garden took God? God said, oh my soul, what am I going to do now? Oh no. God knew what he was going to do. And he spent those years through the Old Testament pointing to a lamb. And when the fullness of time had come, there in Bethlehem, not born as a king, but born as a baby, who would become a king, in a manger, not in a palace, but in a manger, so that you and I could be redeemed. What's God's requirement for redemption? It's blood. Don't have to do sacrifices no more, because the ultimate sacrifice has been given. That's in his Son. God's serious about your redemption today, friend. Closing, I want you to think about this for just a moment. You say, well, God don't love me. God could never forgive me. Why not? He saved and redeemed the rest of us, forgave the rest of us, and he can forgive you and will, and save you and redeem you. There's only one element missing this morning. Preacher, could you give me that element? I sure will. It's faith. The element that's missing in your life right now is faith. You say, well, what do you mean, preacher? Because the book teaches us, the Word of God teaches us that we're saved by faith. And faith alone. The thing that's lacking is faith. But then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So you've heard the Word of God. So the question you need to answer this morning is, are you going to exercise that faith? What do you mean, preacher? Are you going to put your faith in what God said? If God could predict the birth of his Son and it take place just like he said it did, I believe you can put your faith in the rest of it as well. The element you lack is faith. Oh, and the devil's telling you, you need to clean up and you need to do better. You need to fix this and you need to fix that. Friend, you can't fix it nohow. But I tell you, somebody can fix it. And that's Jesus. You need to put faith in what God said. Faith in what God done. Lord, be merciful to me, a sinner. Very simple prayer. But God answered that prayer. The birth of Christ reveals to mankind the fulfillment of his prophecy. It's true, it's trustworthy, and it's a testimony, evidence of the seriousness of God about the redemption of mankind. God wants you to be saved. And then for those that are saved, God wants you and I to go out and live for him. Because what he's revealed to us, he wants you and I to reveal to others, so that they too can trust Christ. Have you trusted him today? If not, why don't you come this morning? Put your faith, not in the preacher, but put your faith in what God has said in his word. And if you're here today as a Christian and you've gone astray, you're not where you need to be, won't you come and renew that relationship with him today? That fellowship with him. Time's running out. What are we going to do with the time that we have left? How are we going to celebrate? I pray we'd celebrate in a way that would bring honor and glory to the Son of God. Let's stand on our feet this morning all over the building, Brother Scotty. Come get us a song of invitation.